Hey, it's another episode of Sketch and Release. My name is Robert, and as you'll notice, if you've seen other episodes, something's really different behind me, right? I'm going to try something different this episode. Why? Because I can. So, let's go. All right, so hey, it's another episode, and we're doing something a little different this time. I'm trying something different. I'm always trying to make this thing better. Do something that's a little more engaging, a little more interesting, and maybe this would be a little better. Instead of you just watching me draw, you can actually see me. Maybe you don't want to look at me, in which case you can watch me draw. But in the meantime, let me tell you a little bit about Sketch and Release. So if you're new to the podcast, if you're listening to the audio, none of this matters about what you can see and what you can't see, right? But here's the idea. This isn't a how-to podcast. This isn't, I don't talk about tools and techniques, and I don't talk about how to make you draw better or even how to draw in the first place. I'm hoping you know how to do that. And really, it's not even about drawing. It's about creativity. It's about making things, using your imagination, finding inspiration, and getting better at it. So with that in mind, if you're watching this, I appreciate it, because that means you're probably watching the Patreon channel, which is the only place you can get the video episodes. If you're listening to this, maybe you're listening to this with Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spotify or any of the podcast places. And that's great. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Be sure to subscribe, leave a comment, a review, you know, do the likes, the hearts, all that stuff. It's very nice. But something I want to talk about for this episode is something that's been a big thing on my mind lately, and I wasn't really sure how to really sum it all up. But there's a lot of different things that have been happening for me personally, and it's just in the world, right? It's been a hard time for a lot of people. It's been a crazy time for a lot of people. But for me and my creative career and my creative journey, I've seen a lot of things in the last year that have really opened my eyes and really giving me some new perspective. And one of those things really came out of the blue, just total left field, but wasn't really ready for it. Now, I had some personal issues with my family, with health emergencies and things that are happening in terms of my kids are getting older, they're moving on, they're moving into adult life. And there's just a lot of that I really wasn't prepared for. For all these years, having a family, having a household, and suddenly this year, the prospect of that moving forward with me, or me moving forward with that in my life, it all of a sudden became very cloudy, very shaky, for different reasons. But the reality is that this is just part of life. And part of life means you're never going to be able to predict it. You're never going to necessarily know where you're going. And sometimes, as much as you might plan or anticipate or really try to gauge what's best for you and what are the right decisions, you're still not going to necessarily end up where you want to end up. And so you have to be able to adapt, improvise, and learn from whatever's coming your way and still keep moving forward. So something that really stuck with me in the last, let's say 12 months, the last year or so, is that, you know, I really tried to plan the last couple of decades, really, of my life. And it wasn't, even back then, let's say 15, 20 years ago, it wasn't a thing where I said, oh, I've got this plan, and this is what I want to happen. It wasn't even that defined. But it was a matter of, these are the milestones I want to get to. These are the things I would like to have in my life. And so I tried to just very broad base, that's not the right term. That's not even a term. In very broad strokes, just ballpark it. Here's the direction I would like to go in. Okay? So when you think of it like that, it was very loose. and very kind of cloudy in some areas, but the general direction was there. And so once that got set into motion, once I started like heading down that path in my life with my wife, my family, my home, it really kind of defined everything else around me. It defined and was an important factor in every decision I made, whether it was where I lived, where I worked, the people I was around, and the people I chose to associate with and you know, keep in touch with. And so I was really on those rails. I mean, you know, you could deviate here and there, and you know, everybody has their ups and downs and their tough times and their good times, and you know, still you try to stay on that path. Or at least that's what I tried to do. And now, in the last year or so, I'm starting to see like those tracks that I laid down all those years ago, I'm kind of running out of tracks. I can see the, I don't want to say the end of the road, but I can see that I'm running out of tracks ahead, so I might have to start laying down new track. Looking at it that way, it was a little bit of a crisis. Maybe it's a midlife crisis. I don't know. But the idea was that I saw this coming at me, or I saw myself rushing towards it, to put it maybe a better way. And I wasn't really sure what to do. And how do I define who I am and what my life is and what my creative output and what my creative voice is? That's the key, right? That's what this podcast is about. That's hopefully why you're listening to this. You don't really care about what I'm personally going through. I understand that. But how this relates to all of us on our creative journey and in our career. So the thing that really, really stood out to me was not that, it was not only that I felt like I was kind of running my plan had run its course, or my idea for what I wanted had run its course. It was that there's new opportunity here. There's something that is unknown that's ahead of me, but that shouldn't be scary. That shouldn't be hard. It should actually be an opportunity. So how do I do that? How do I turn what is kind of unknown and uncharted? How do I make that a reality and make that a quantifiable thing that I can start to redefine my life by? And ultimately, the psychological thing that it kind of turned on or clicked in my head was that this is actually a new kind of freedom. And not like, oh, I'm free from my kids or free from some other responsibility or whatever. No. I'm always going to deal with that. I'm always going to welcome that. That's part of my life. But the freedom to now make some new decisions and chart some new paths, that's pretty interesting. And it's not something I really expected, like I said. So seeing these kinds of new opportunities, or the possibility, the potential for new opportunities, it was eye-opening and really let me consider some new things. And one of those new things was something I never really gave much thought in terms of a creative outlet. But here recently, I got tattoos. Simple as that. It wasn't a thing that I was entirely against. It's just that to me, something like that, it is a commitment. It is a real thing that for me, the permanence of it, which it's always a struggle when you work in a creative field because you have so many ideas, and some ideas are good, but they're only good to you. And so they don't make sense or they don't have meaning to the rest of the world. So to me, the permanence of something like that was always a little bit, it's a little bit shaky. Like I wasn't really sure that was something I was into. And then it started to make sense, you know? At some point here, in the next few years, let's say, my children, they're not kids anymore. They're gonna be adults. They're gonna be out in the real world. They're gonna be on their own. They won't be under my wing. They won't be under my guidance. And that's part of it, right? That's part of what has to happen. And I understand that, I accept that, but still part of me deep down is holding back, is fighting that. So the main thing that I really wanted to do was express that. Not express that I can't accept it, because I can, but express the idea that I still want my children with me and they are a part of me. So, how do I do that? I know it, and really it's nobody's business. But it's in my mind, it's in my heart. It's part of everything I do, and it has been for the last 20 or so years. So, I decided tattoos might be a good option. And only because it was just an intersection of art and emotion and a little bit of just timing where these things suddenly made sense. This math added up now. And so, you know, I always told myself, if I ever got a tattoo, I'm never putting a name on me. I'm never putting anybody's name on me. That's not it. So how do I do this? How do I kind of commemorate or symbolize my children and what they mean to me? And so I did their birth dates, because those 2 days changed my life. They changed who I am as a man, as a husband, as a person, as just a creative type, a creative spirit, you know, if you want to get all artsy fartsy about it. The point is, they changed how I see the world. And that, in effect, went back into my work, for better or worse. But that's still a part of it. That's part of who I am. So that's why I thought there's got to be some way to make this a part of me that is not just inside, because that'll always be there, but how do I express this to the world? Because I won't be able to walk around and go to places and have my kids with me. I won't be able to hold them in my arm or talk to them and do all the things that I would have done before. So I have to have a way to carry them with me. This is just me. It's a personal thing. And that's the thing that opened up to me. The not just the creativity and the artistic expression of tattoos, but the real emotion that's there. It was something I didn't understand for the longest time. And now that I do, now that I've gone through it, I've done it and I've felt it physically and emotionally, I see it, I get it. But I did them for me. I didn't necessarily do them for anybody else. The point is, there's a lot that goes into them. And I just wasn't aware of it. And, you know, that was another, it just kind of kicked open the door to this whole creative medium that I just wasn't aware of. And I had no real understanding of. So looking into it, how is it done? What do you do? What is the process? What kind of people do this? What are they like? What are their interests? They're artists. You know, that was the thing that I didn't really grasp. And it's weird. You would think, well, of course it's art. But until you see and you really understand the people that do that work, and you understand how difficult it is, sometimes it's not always, it doesn't always make itself evident. Like, these are true artists. They're not technicians. They really are artists. And for me to be able to talk to my artist who did my work and really get like a real one-to-one discussion and rapport going, man, that was it. That really connected it. I really understood it. Like, here's a person who's got real interest and has got real talent and has got skill. And I realized, like, I don't have this. And I don't necessarily need it. And, you know, it's not a thing, like, it's not an interest for me as a medium I want to work in. But it is a different skill and it's a different mindset in some ways than what I do. And maybe what a lot of other artists do. So it was very eye-opening for me. And the fact that it's based a little bit in emotion, a little bit in some kind of subconscious desire or need to mark this moment in my life. The fact that all of that's kind of come to fruition and manifested itself as, like, you know, tattoos on my body. I never would have seen that. All those years ago, kind of figuring out where I want to go and what I want to do and what my life should be or what I want it to be, that was never a part of it. And so now, it's funny that this new sense of, it's like another level of personal freedom that I just didn't know. I just didn't know about. It's like you play the video game where you're going through this stage and you're, you know, taking care of all the little enemies and you're doing all the little, you know, challenges and the missions and whatever. And you realize, oh, wait, there's a whole another part to the game over here that nobody ever talks about. It's almost like you discovered something special, something secret only for you. And when you kind of open that door, go through and see what's there and realize that, how did nobody ever tell me about this? How did I never figure this out before? It kind of makes me feel silly, but at the same time, it is still, it's a revelation. So how does this kind of come back to you and everybody listening? And maybe you've got tattoos and maybe you've always had tattoos, or, you know, this is nothing new to you. Well, if you do, and if you have, and if you are a tattoo artist, I appreciate it. I appreciate it much more than I would have before. Because I'm sure if you have your own tattoos, you probably realize, or on some level you understand, there's a real sense of power to it. This power to define yourself, or rather, redefine yourself, or enhance yourself physically. Not just emotionally, not just, you know, hey, you know, I'm being a better person, or I'm stronger because I can operate this way and think this way. I understand that. That's kind of what this whole podcast is, and that's kind of how I just get through life. But to be able to say, you know what? I feel like I'm better because I have this on me than something that is just words or something that is just an expression. I have real commitment to defining who I am, and you can see it, and you can't do anything about it. You can't change my mind. there's a real power to that. And I didn't really understand that before. And so that sense of freedom, that sense of personal definition, it's wild. It's crazy. It's great. Don't get me wrong. It's amazing. I only think that I'm glad I waited until now. I can't imagine I would have made the same decisions, or I would have really maybe been able to control myself if I had made this kind of decision when I was much younger. That's been my lesson, is that sense of power, that sense of reclaiming a little bit of ownership of yourself, whether you're struggling with something, or maybe whether you're like me, kind of entering a different phase of your life. It's important. It's important to have, not only just internally, mentally, and psychologically, but sometimes it's important to have physically. And sometimes it's minor, relatively minor. Sometimes it's like, hey, you know what? I'm moving to a new place. I'm working for a new company. I've got new friends. I'm going to start dressing different. I'm going to just operate differently. I'm going to move differently because I'm in a new part of my life. You know, I tell my kids that. I say, one day when you're out of high school or you're working somewhere, you're going to work with different people, people that you never met, and you'll be able to, hey man, you want to go by a nickname? Tell these people that? That's you now. That's minor, right? But if that's what you want, if that's who you are, you should be able to do that. And that goes all the way up to any type of identity that you want to establish for yourself. And the level of acceptance in the world today is so much, I feel like, is so much better than it was when I was young, and certainly in times before that. So the level of acceptance for someone to say, you know what, this is me, and maybe it's not what you're used to, or maybe it's not even something you understand completely, but this is me, and this is who I am, and this is what I stand for, this is what I believe in. You can accept it or you cannot accept it, but I'm not changing it. And it's up to me to decide that. That's perfect. That's beautiful. And that's freedom. That's what we're all here for, right? That's what we're all here for. We're here to do us, right? I do me, you do you. We're all good. Respect, though. That's what it's about. So that's been my big revelation lately. Kind of an eye-opening experience. And it's been, I won't lie, it's been pretty fun. It's been really, it's been tempting to look into it further. And, you know, I told my artists, I told my family, I don't know if it's the start of something or not. We'll see. But in the meantime, certainly got a lot more drawing to do now. I got some more ideas for other drawings and other pieces of art. Let's see, maybe something will make it on to this canvas one day, instead of the paper you're looking at. So how do I put it? For you, the question for you, if you're watching this, if you listen to this, when have you had one of those moments of real freedom that has changed the way you look at your creative work? What's been that real revelatory, real eye-opening moment? It could be the same. It could be, oh, you know what? I discovered tattoos. Whatever. It could be something entirely different. But what is that? Maybe you met somebody that really opened your eyes to a new medium. Maybe it's somebody that showed you a new technique or maybe it's a place that you work that you've never done that type of work before, and now all of a sudden you're really taking to something that was maybe you thought was outside of your wheelhouse. What's one of those moments of freedom that really changed the way you approach your creative work? How about that? Okay, let's do that. So in the meantime, this has been fun. This is different. You can see it's all different, right? I hope you enjoy that. I hope you enjoy the artwork. And I tell you what, if you want to leave your comments, tell me what you think, right? Let's talk about it. You can go to Facebook, you can go to Instagram, you can go to Patreon, and if you're already at Patreon, props to you for getting it done. Now, facebook.com/RobertCortezArt, you'll see a post there. Instagram.com/RobertCortez, you'll see a post there. And if you're listening to the podcast, maybe you've discovered it somewhere, go to sketchrelease.com. You can get more episodes there, or you can find links to subscribe or find links to the Patreon page. That's where you can do all the things, see all the things, and just generally be cool. Okay? In the meantime, thanks for listening. Thanks for checking this out. And until next time, keep creating.